a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song.
My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it there.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
This thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended badly.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I still love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are y'all doing? Today's episode, I'm starting now to recount everything that has happened this year from the beginning to the end. It may be sequential, it may not be, depending on how I remember. So today's episode, right? We all started this year with the madness Nigeria pulled. Because really, you know when we watch Indian films and we say it's not realistic, that, oh, how can this man jump from here to here just now? Like the fake action and all. And you call it fake, oh, and you are beefing the film. And you are looking at your real life, and it's so unbelievable. And you are like, see, can you even fault all those films now? If in Nigeria, things that are happening can still be, can be happening in real life, see, those things, they might as well be possible. What am I talking about? We all experience this scarcity thing, Abi. Like, it is one of the wildest things that has happened in the history of this country. That MFLA man, they say he's in jail, Abi. He should continue being there because I prayed for that to happen. I'm like, see, this man, something should happen to him. He cannot just cause this kind of chaos and then go scot-free. If it is the law that wants to send him to jail, or if he's scared, I want to jam him one day and he dies, I do not care. But something just has to happen to him because he cannot pull this kind of dirty stunt and now go scot-free for no reason. I mean, so in December 2022, the CBN brought out a disclaimer. What was it? That, oh, they'll be printing new notes, new Naira notes, you know, new 1,500 and 200 Naira notes. What did they even say? That from 15th of December to, is it 15th of January, something like that, people should exchange all their old notes for the new notes. Trust Nigerians to joke with everything. The joke started when they even brought out the redesigned notes, and it's like, what did you do? You just changed color, or you just put... You just put it inside there, it changed color, and that was it. Like, Nigerians were so not impressed. They said the new notes looked ugly and stuff like that. And it was a whole banter on social media, especially Twitter. And then this man claimed that, oh, this new initiative is so that they can stop, what did they call it? What did they call those? Where they share money during election, you know, so that they can have a free and fair election. All those politicians that used to go and bury money. So by the time it's the old money you buried, then it becomes useless, right? And it will force them to go and bring out all those monies they kept in all those places. But again, people are like, okay, the intention, but what... I'm tired in advance. Okay, the intention, as you're saying it, it kind of makes sense. But thinking about it, it does not even make any sense, right? So why you did not hold your politicians accountable? You do not have a system to ensure that people do not siphon money and things like that. It's your brilliant idea is to change the currency. And okay, you want, this is not even the first time they are changing currency. They said Nigeria turned 100, they changed 100 Naira note and things like that. But your execution has to be so perfect that people do not suffer because of it. So when his deadline passed, was this January 15th or January 31st? And it's like, oh, they're not going to extend it. And now these new notes are not even in circulation like that. The banks were not giving the notes. So there was so much cash scarcity. They not even brought out this whole, do you even need cash? That cashless economy, cashless policy. That use POS or transfer for everything. That is when POS people know that they will be making money. Nigerians were using money to buy money. That, oh, you pay 1,000 to get 5,000 Naira. During that period, it was a lot for me because it was So the thing is, I like to plan myself so that nothing disturbs me. I already have enough anxiety. So I make sure that I plan myself to make sure that I do not add extra anxiety to the already naturally existing anxiety that I have. So anything that would stress me, that would cause any uncertainty, I try to eliminate it, right? So now you're telling me the transport fare I used to go to work tomorrow is, I'm not sure where to get it. And I became, as if I sensed it, when they were still joking with this whole new notes thing, I went one day to the bank and withdrew 20K and kept it. So when the deadline passed, because they're like, oh, the man is joking, he's not going to implement it, and he finally implemented it, and people were stuck and all that. I wasn't. I was using my 20K small, bringing out, and the 20K I withdrew was new notes, right? That 20K lasted, like, is it 3 weeks or so? Because I spend a lot on transport going to work. So I made sure every other thing, like buying food and stuff, like I would use transfer or use my card, but then transport was the important thing I needed. So, but then I knew that, see, this thing was not going to leave anytime soon. It is going to linger. So this money I have, even though I think it's going to last 3 weeks, but then I should start hustling for more new notes that even beyond the 3 weeks, I can still be able to cope. So you now see also, go to work in the morning, drop my bag, go to the bank near my office and go and take number, you know, and then you see queue in banks and things like that. Like I was the office cash hustler. I would now go to Access Bank. God will bless you people. Even though people annoyed me recently with that thing people did. But during that cash scarcity time, the Access Bank close to my office was, they were trying to at least give out cash to people, really. So I would now go there. I would now hustle for cash. So any day I go to the bank, I'm not getting the money I need tomorrow. I'm not even getting the money I need for the rest of the week. I'm probably not getting the money I need next week. Is the money I would use next 2 weeks and things like that. I always plan myself. And what I do is, because everybody was feeling it though, every single person, the staff or the management, the supervisors, the MD, everybody needed cash now. So my direct supervisor, we'll call him Mr. X, right? So I would go to the bank. If I get 20K from the bank, I would now go give exactly half of the money to Mr. X. So the thing is, I never even keep half for myself because I look out for my colleagues. I'm like, okay, maybe give 2K to this person, give 3K to this person so that you at least see the money you used to go to the to come to work tomorrow and things like that. Because for me, I can never not know where the money I would use to come to work tomorrow would come from. So I would take the pain, stay hours in the bank and get this cash, right? If it's 10K I get, I give Mr. X 5K. The remaining 5K I keep for myself. Or I never kept the whole thing for myself. I always like give somebody something. If it's 1K, 2K or things like that. But I now notice something. Some of my colleagues, they will not go and hustle for cash. You now see, oh, Shebitobi has gone to the bank. She shall bring something for us. I'm like, wait, excuse me, what's going on here? But I could not even question it because see, I really need to go to the bank for myself. I need to hustle and make sure I have like cash. One of my colleagues, he would now sit down there. Even when I now finally bring the cash, I've given Mr. X his own. And I want to say, oh, who do I give at least 1K or 2K to? He would now sit down there. It's even me that would now go and ask him that, see, how far? Do you have money for tomorrow? He would now say no. I would now say, okay, take this 2K. But it is so wild to me that, see, like you're sitting down there. Like, you don't have money for tomorrow's work and you're comfortable. It can never be me. I can never be that comfortable. Sometimes, eventually, he would, one particular day, he would not have money to come to work. And that day, he would not come to work. We'll be calling him. He would not be telling us that, oh, he's going around ATMs in his area to, like, see if he can find cash. He's trying to see if he can get cash to come to work. And we understand that, oh, we get it though. There's no cash. But I feel like if you have put in more effort, you would have had the money, you know? But me and my waka and, like, being Mother Teresa to the office ended one day when I went to bank, I had gotten some cash. Immediately, I came back to the office. I entered Mr. X's office to give him his own share. The MD was sitting down there. I was like, to be your scars these days, though. We have not been seeing you. Where have you been? I even thought you didn't come to work today. I'm like, no, I was at work. I went to the bank. I went to look for cash. No, there's no cash. And I said, okay. He's like, it's the bank that'll pay your salary for this month. I said, sir. From that day, all man for himself. See, I have all the money. See, if you don't have money, that's your bloody business. Go and hustle for your own cash. Because it's not me that the MD will make that kind of statement on, and I would take it lightly. Even though my MD is not that mean, he was probably joking. But I understand it, that you are supposed to be at work and then you are at the bank every single day. It doesn't even make sense. And the fact that I'm not even there for myself, I'm even there hustling for these people. That sometimes they care, sometimes they don't care, sometimes they relax because they know to be bigger and get cash. At that point, I'm like, see, all man for himself, we'll go and look for your cash, everybody, I'm done. But that period will never not be wild, even though, yes, they did this whole back and forth with the court before court now decided that, you know, the old notes can come back. But till today, I still have PTSD. You know, the court ruled that till the 31st of December that the new notes will still be in circulation. But then I also read again that the courts have also said that even beyond the 31st of December, you can use your old notes, that they would never go, is it extinct or not be legal tender or things like that. But I still have that PTSD. You know, I still hold new notes now. Like I go out, the change they would give me would be new note. I'll go and hold it somewhere. Like, even now I know that, okay, even beyond December, I don't need to, like, keep new notes again, but I'm still gathering them. I've decided that, see, I still have this PTSD. I can never not hold new notes, so it might as well be a way of saving money. I'll not be like, oh, I'm using it as a way to save money, but it's just weird. Like, the weird things that happen in this country. And you, I just had to come and tell this here. It's not easy, and I know we all lived this whole cash scarcity life, apart from those that Japa and all that, or those that are non-Nigerians. But I just want you guys to, I don't know, share your own experience with me. What was your own cash scarcity experience? And those that are not Nigerian or did not experience it, what can you even make out of this whole story? Because Nigeria be Nigerian. I mean, things like this should not even shock us anymore, but they do, because they should not be happening. I think at the point they started telling us that snakes swallowed money, we should just have zeroed our mind that anything is possible in this Nigeria. But then it just keeps getting wilder and wilder, but we keep surviving all the same. And then that is the end of this podcast episode. I would see you guys tomorrow with a new story, a new gist, a new experience of how 2023 has been weird. Bye, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?